This weekend, always the second Sunday of Easter, we have the chance to reflect upon and even partake in the Feast of Divine Mercy. There are many things, many truths of our faith that oppose the norms of culture today. Probably has always been the case to some degree. Truths that many people, even many Catholics, have a hard time accepting. Things like the Church's stance on the sanctity of human life at all stages, from womb to tomb, as they say. Teachings about the Church, that the Church holds in regards to marriage between one man and one woman, the whole area of sexual morality, the teachings on openness to life, the importance of our belief in the Eucharist, the rite of worship, the teachings on our need to care for the poor, the orphan, and the refugee. There are a host of areas where we as individuals can feel challenged by Jesus' teachings and his words to us. What do we do when we feel challenged by how Jesus asks us to live? How do we respond when God proposes a way of life that I'm not currently living? And maybe even a way of living that's not compatible with the current choices I'm making and the lifestyle that I've chosen. Or what if I recognize I'm not in agreement on what Jesus says? What do we do as Catholics when we recognize there's discrepancies between my life and the life of the gospel? Every one of us has areas of our lives where we need to be transformed and reformed. Each of us has our own particular struggles depending on the circumstances of our lives. God may actually grant us a lot of leeway because of where we're coming from, the difficult place where we've come from, our circumstances. And others of us are going to be held to a much higher standard because of the many graces that he has given to us. And so we need to be attentive to where is God inviting us right now in our own individual experience to wrestle with different things, to surrender to his will in our life. One thing is certain, though. Jesus wants to share with us his mercy. When we're hurting, when we're suffering, when we've been wounded, the Lord meets us in our brokenness. We live in a fallen world, and we experience that fallenness, natural disasters, disease, bodily injury. We also experience concupiscence, which is the tendency to sin. We experience our own sins, the sins of others. We may have desires or temptations for things that aren't in accord with our human nature, or there may be disordered desires in us. All of this is part of our fallen human reality. Jesus comes to help us in our need. He offers us baptism to restore us to grace, to bring about the indwelling of God. This sets us on the path towards eternal life, restoration, with healing of the fallen world that we live in. Jesus gives us our natural abilities, our intellect, our will, our mind, so that we can use our reason to try to bring some order to this disordered world. An order that respects human dignity that we each share. And Jesus offers us his sacraments, the sacramental graces to strengthen us against temptation and sin. And when we have fallen into sin by choosing evil instead of God, our Lord offers us the renewal in the sacrament of reconciliation. So there's a lot of things that God offers us, Jesus offers to us to help us in our fallenness. Jesus wants to show us his mercy. When we are in need, Jesus seeks us out, hoping that we will accept this help. Sometimes out of ignorance or even our pride, we stay away from God's gifts. And we remain stuck in our own wounds. Jesus overcomes all of our brokenness. He has the ability to heal us, heal all our sins and their effects in our lives. The question is, are we willing to come to Jesus? Are we willing to come to the divine physician who so much wants to help each one of us, wherever we're at? I think the truth is, Jesus never commands us to do anything that is unnecessary for our good. So all of the commandments, everything he tells us, everything he shows to us, is for our good. Sometimes we don't feel it that way, but that's the reality. The way of life that Jesus invites us to live protects us from sin and its effects. Jesus wants to keep ourselves, all of us, out of harm's way. So the Church's teachings, her moral teachings, these are given to keep us from coming to harm. Sometimes we don't always realize the damage we can do to ourselves by ignoring God's ways or by departing from the naturally ordered way that God created us and calls us to live. When we choose to go our own way apart from God, it's always a lesser existence that we live. We might not see that right away, but that's where it leads us. Very often it leads us to being slaves to our passions. So our passions are different than our intellect and our will. They're the sort of the lower appetites. So hunger, desire for union, if you know what I mean. Different things. We have desires, right? So those are the passions. They move us sometimes. And sometimes they don't, our will is not engaged. And so we're drawn and led more by our passions than our intellect and our will. So these things can regularly leave us in a place of being stuck in habitual sin, taking away our freedom, keeping us from following the path that God invites us to live. We become caught in these snares of temptation. And we might follow this path of temptation and what we feel and experience. We think it's going to lead us to happiness, but eventually it leads us to desolation, unfulfilled hopes. Without mercy, without God's mercy present in the world, we're stuck there. That's the end of the road. We're stuck. And that's not a good feeling. We have no hope. We have to accept the full price of our own choices. Often depression, misery, bitterness, the fruits of sin settle in if we don't recognize that there is mercy. God is merciful and He wants to share that with us. When we're helpless and stuck in our shackles of sin, in the prison of our own poor choices, the Lord offers us mercy. He comes to us. He invites us to receive. The message of divine mercy, the message of Easter, is one of hope for those who feel trapped. Divine mercy comes to our aid when we have nowhere else to turn. Divine mercy is especially for those who recognize their inability to escape their sins. Those who feel that they can't overcome them. The truth is, none of us are able to free ourselves. Jesus is the only one. He comes to our aid and offers us a way out of our sins. He doesn't ask us to fix ourselves before He loves us. He loves us in our sinfulness. Which doesn't mean that He is okay with our sins. Sometimes we can get confused about that. It's not that He likes our sins, doesn't care that we sin. By no means does His unconditional love for us mean that He doesn't care if we sin or choose a lifestyle that opposes His will or leads us away from His life. Rather, He strives to call us out of our sin, to lead us to a new life, a new way of living, a life which is restored and reconciled to Him. Jesus offers us mercy not because we deserve it, but because He loves us. Not because we always want it, but because He wants it for us. He wants us to be free. So back to the question, what do we do as Catholics when we recognize there are discrepancies between my life and the life of the gospel? It's a hard place to be. Sometimes we don't see it right away. It takes us a while to understand. That's where I am. I can choose to ignore it, to plunge headlong into whatever my thing is, right? Whatever I want to do, knowing full well that I oppose God's will in doing so. This option is always open to me. God doesn't oppose us from choosing our free choice. But it does lead us to a certain destruction if we remain in that course. So if we stay on that course, that path of doing our own thing apart from God, that's destruction. That's self-destruction. Alternatively, I can accept the truth that God loves me. I can accept that truth. And that's why He asked me to do something that is against my desire or even against my will in this moment. And I can act upon that truth that I know in faith God cares more for my good than I do myself. So in faith I can trust God wants me to experience life and freedom. And so if I can trust that in faith, then I can say, okay, I don't like this right now, or I don't want to choose this, but I know this is the path to freedom, following God's way. And so we can trust that if God asks me to do something, He will give me the grace to accomplish it. He will give me the grace to overcome my obstacles in my life. And His mercy will overcome my sinfulness. Though I may struggle and I will fall along the path of conversion, He will not leave me in that place of brokenness. As long as I keep asking and seeking help to strive to move towards the Lord, unite my will to God's, progress will be made. Salvation will come to my soul. No matter what our particular struggle is, no matter how serious our sin is, or how ingrained a pattern of sin is in our lives, God will bring victory. No matter how much I feel captured by my passions, my desires, or the temptations I face, if I choose to fight the good fight, in the end, Jesus' mercy will triumph. Just as Jesus gives peace to those He met in the upper room, so also He will give us peace when we invite Him into our lives. We may be like Thomas, who doubted. We might be asking ourselves, why should I give up my desires? Why should I turn away from what appeals to me in this moment? Why should I go through all the work of giving up my habits, my lifestyle, maybe even a relationship? If it gives me some comfort in this moment, why should I give up those things? Why do I do all of these things for someone I don't even know exists or is real? Well, let me ask you this. Have you tried it? Have you given Jesus a chance? Because He's your only chance. That's the reality. He's your only chance. Divine mercy is your only way to find true peace. Divine mercy is the only path by which we can come away victorious. Any path that doesn't include Jesus on His own terms is a dead end. And a dead end, really, in the fullest sense. Your passions, your desires, your temptations, your sins, your freely chosen life apart from the life of grace will not bring you happiness or grace or salvation or peace. Jesus is the only true way to freedom. So today, Jesus offers us the opportunity to begin fresh. He invites us to trust in Him. Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You. Jesus, I trust in You.